Afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Q4 and FY25 post-results earnings call of Ircon International Limited. I am Steve, the moderator for this conference call. From the management side, we have with us Mr. Hari Mohan Gupta, CMD, Srimati Ragini Advani, Director of Finance, Mr. Alin Roy Chaudhary, CGM Finance and CFO, Mr. Ram Kumar Goel, CM, GM Finance, and Mr. Sachin Garg, TGM Investor Relations. Please note that this conference call is being recorded. At this moment, all participant lines are in the listen-only mode. Later, we'll conduct a question and answer session. At that time, if you have a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. I would like to remind you that some of the statements that will be made in today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature. It is subject to several risks and uncertainties, and the actual results could materially differ. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Hari Mohan Gupta, CMD, for the opening remarks, after which we will have the forum open for interactive Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Steve. Good afternoon, everyone. I am Hari Mohan Gupta, Chairman and Managing Director of Ircon International Limited. On behalf of my team, I extend a warm welcome to you all and thank you very much for your gracious presence today at the Ircon's earnings call for Q4 and FY25. Operationally, this year has been a little bit challenging for the company due to increased competition in the sector. However, we are hopeful to be back on the track and improve the performance going forward. Now I request my Director of Finance to give brief about the financial performance of the company.
Thank you, CMD sir. Good afternoon, everyone. Financial results as well as presentation has been uploaded on the stock exchanges, and I'm sure that all of you have had the opportunity to review these documents. Just a little brief of the financial performance of the company in Q4 and FY25. The operational performance is subdued. As we had also stated in our last investor call, this is because of completion of the major cost-plus jobs, reduced order book, and some one-off entries that we had to put in certain projects on account of provisions or losses. On consolidated basis, the company has had a provisioning of major maintenance in one of the subsidiary company, again a one-off item. The company has reported total revenue of rupees 11,131 crore in FY25. The corresponding PAT stood at rupees 728 crore and core EBITDA at rupees 905 crore in FY25. Earning per share is at rupees 7.73 per equity share in FY25 on a face value of rupees 2 per share. The order book of the company as at 31st March 2025 stood at rupees 20,347 crores. This comprises 58% on competitive bidding basis and the rest of the orders on nomination basis. In terms of domestic versus international split, almost 90% of our order book is from domestic business and the balance from international. Board of directors along with the accounts have also recommended a final dividend of 1 rupee per equity share on a face value of rupees 2 per share. This is subject to shareholder approval in the ensuing AGM. This, along with interim dividend of rupees 1.65 per equity share, would tantamount to a total dividend of rupees 2.65 per equity share for FY25. Ircon has 11 subsidiaries and 7 joint ventures, including a renewable power company. Now, without taking much time, I would like to open the floor for Q&A sessions. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shreyans Mehta from Equirus. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Ma'am, could you quantify the one-off during the quarter which led to the lower margins?
Two, three things. One, in standalone, we have a provision that we have made for LD in case of our job on DFCC. That amounts to 108 crores. And apart from that, I had mentioned in the last quarter that we have taken certain losses on one or two of our jobs, one of them being Chennai Metro. That also is about 40 crores. And on the consolidated side, we've had one issue in terms of one of our road SPVs where we've had a major maintenance. That is what we have taken into account. And in one of our coal connectivity projects, this is Chhattisgarh, CERL, there the project has been incurring operational losses. Some part of the project is yet to be constructed. So once that is constructed and we have the full traffic there, then we shall probably not have losses going forward, maybe another 2 years down the line. So all these are one-off items because of which we've taken hit on our P&L.
Okay, sure. Ma'am, second, you know, from a medium-term perspective, how should one look at, you know, the growth from here on? You know, right now we have an order book of, say, closer to 20,000 odd crores. So now should the focus move on building order inflows at lower margin, or will still wait, you know, for orders to come in at the margins we want? How should one look at that? And secondly, how should one look at FY26 standalone revenues and guidance margins?
Thank you very much for this nice question. Presently, we have the order book of around 20,500 crores. And you will be pleased to note that during 24-25, around 2,600 crores order were received by the company, out of which around 1,650 crore which were based on the bids which were submitted during the financial year, and around 950 crores order were received with, for which the bids were submitted earlier. And during 25-26 also, by now, I mean within by 22nd May when we are talking, 1150 crores orders already received. And also we have entered into new verticals like Kavach, the train protection warning system, the iconic technology of the country. It's a really a proud moment for the company that we have received the first Kavach order for Southwestern Railway. It's around 253 crores. And we have already bidded in some other Kavach projects tenders as well, and we are very hopeful. Again, I would like to mention that you will all be pleased to note that the first Kavach tower tender we have won. It is around 194 crores and the work is under execution in Central Railway. There around so many towers are to be provided which will be used for the Kavach. That is the second tender, second contract for the Kavach.
Okay.
Similarly, we have entered into a new vertical of signaling diagnostic, which is the new field, and I am pretty sure that it will be replicated in the entire country in Indian Railways. And what it does is that whatever the signaling and telecommunication gears are available in the railway network, you can remotely monitor their health, that what is the condition, and you can predict their life just looking at the computer screen. So that is a new revolution which we have brought. We have already got an order from Northwestern Railway, and the Ministry of Railways has appreciated this to a great extent, and it will also be replicated in a big way. And now other zonal railways are preparing their tenders for floating in near future. In addition to above, yes, we have already bidded in various tenders, which are already under evaluation. To give some of the examples are, and we are very, very hopeful because they are under evaluation, so I cannot be very specific with them, but we have bidded in 3 tenders in Metro in Mumbai, and we have also bidded one in electrical tender of UP, we are already bidding around 10 bids of around 2,000 crores have already been submitted during current 25-26 up to this period. Around 18 bids of 9,200 crores are yet to be submitted very shortly. And during 24-25, we have submitted around 120 bids of 60,000 crores. So enough of scope is available to everybody. Infrastructure is booming and we are bidding for big ticket size projects as well as middle size projects, and by joint venture, by pre-bid, by bidding alone, depending upon the type of the project, the complexities involved, the competency available with each sector. And again, I forgot one more thing, that one more vertical we have opened in this company, and that is the hydropower. We have received an order of around 453 crores in Arunachal Pradesh. We have also received an order of secretariat building in North Frontier Railway in the joint venture with one company. And we have also bidded in various tenders of building works in North Frontier Railway, which are already under evaluation. And we also got one order of railway project of around 900 crores in I'm forgetting the name of the zonal railway, but we have already received the order.
So, from whatever CMD sir has given an update on the business development side as well as the orders, as to answer your overall perspective, in FY 26-27, while we are trying to get as many orders as we can, but even after picking up orders, the execution and the conversion into revenue takes some time. So given our current order book position, we maintain that our turnover should be in similar range going forward in 25-26 at least. And the margins, as we had mentioned earlier also, yes, there is a slight strain on the margins because of the increased competition and many of the bids being taken up at a very, very competitive rate. So there would be an overall decline, as I had previously mentioned. It would be in the range of about 0.5% to 1% going forward.
Okay, got it. Secondly, in terms of the strategic assets, railways per se, or even the roads assets which we hold, so is there an intention to hold on to those assets? I can understand, we have Deepam who will be taking a final call, but from our perspective, what is the thought process? Do we intend to hold those? Or, once they mature, probably we are looking to monetize those and, come out of those.
Our objective would be to monetize as quickly as possible once the project is completed, and we have already started a process in that direction, and I hope 2 proposals are already...
So, yes, you're absolutely right. Railway and Deepam will ultimately give a go-ahead. It is a longish process, but the intent is to monetize PPP projects which are operational.
Even the mining projects, right?
In mining, we are a minority partner. So that discussion will happen with coal companies and they would be in a better position to take it. But wherever these are 100% subsidiaries, I've already gone ahead and we've taken this decision to move ahead for monetizing them. For there, they have obviously coal mines as their ownership. So they may not like to monetize it eventually.
Got it. And lastly, in terms of, coming back to the same point, in terms of order inflows, assuming, even if we get, say, closer to 10,000 odd crores this year, as a shareholder, what might happen is FY27 again looks bleak, because even at 10,000 odd, we'll end up at, say, 30,000 and we'll be doing, say, 10,000 odd crores for next 2 years. So, unless and until we scale up in that manner, significantly, like 20,000 crores plus, how do you intend, to take it, from the degrowth phase to growth phase over, say, 27-28?
So, currently, I think we would like to stick to our our forecast or what we assume to be a reasonable prediction for FY26. For FY27, you're absolutely right. For us to come back to make going into a growth phase, definitely we have to pick up more orders. But having said that, since the market has been tough and we have recently diversified into certain areas, as CMD also mentioned, I think we will be in a better position to tell you maybe few months down the line. So we do not want to commit something which is just theoretical right now, but yes, efforts are fully on to make the order book grow at a faster pace.
Got it.
To add further what my Director of Finance Madam has said, rest assured we are working very hard, bidding aggressively and with full focus what is to be bid. We will not be bidding under losses at all. And we will be attacking more and more verticals in which we feel very, very confident. We are already working and we would be bidding very, very shortly in some new verticals as well. And I am pretty sure that we should be, successful in those efforts. So future is bright. I do not see any negativity in the market because it's a huge market. And only thing what I can say presently, and you all will appreciate, that around 24 bids are coming in the railway tenders per tender. 17 number of bidders are there in road projects tenders, and 19 number bidders are there in building bids. So it's a tough competition, and really very tough competition. But the only answer lies in opening up the new verticals and entering into joint venture, pre-bid tie-ups, bidding in those area independently where the ticket size is big and we feel very confident we are aware, like the railways, the highways. So it would be a combination of all these strategies, but we will be successful.
Got it. And one last, if I can, just wanted some data points.
Sir, I would request you to please. Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Rahul Thakur from NVS Brokerage. Please go ahead. Mr. Thakur, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with your question. Mr. Thakur, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with your question. As there's no response, we'll move on to the next question. It's on the line of Vishal Periwal from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. And thanks, for outlining a picture, how things could be for our company in time to come. On this front, I have a couple of questions. One, you did mention, new opportunities like signaling, diagnostic, coverage. So will that be, will you have that data or anything ready? How big is the opportunity in these segments? And any color that can be provided, sir?
Yeah, I will. I don't have the numerical number for the country size, but I hope you will be satisfied with my reply. The entire country, more than 100,000 kilometer of Indian Railways, is to be covered under Kavach. It's a train protection warning system so that two trains may not collide and any driver inadvertently may not exceed the speed. It will be automatic brake application in the locomotives. So the entire country is to be covered, and more than 100,000 crore business is available in this sector, I have come to know. But I am not very sure about the numerical numbers at this stage, but the entire country is being covered through Kavach. Diagnostic, entire Indian Railways would get covered progressively, because it's the new thing which is coming up in the country and it has started. One more field, elephant passes, wherever the elephants do cross the railway track, So Indian Railways is now coming up with fresh tenders for electronic systems in such a way so that these animals, when they cross the track, it gets noticed in advance and they may not get hit by the moving train. So which will be win-win situation both for the railway as well as for the animal. So it's a huge business opportunity. I will only say this way.
Okay, sir. Sir, and in terms of tenders which are open right now, maybe say Kavach or maybe diagnostic, what could be the size of it?
Yeah, every Kavach tender is of the order of 250 crores to 300 crores. Every Kavach tender. Whatever we got, it is 253 crores we got the order for SWR. And we have already bidded in three more tenders. They are under evaluation. And the next phase of tendering would be available, whatever is known to me, by July or August. Next wave of tendering again for Kavach will come. So it's an ongoing process, and whatever tenders are getting finalized, the execution is taking place. It's a Government of India, prime project, because they want this Kavach to be installed as quickly as possible to enhance the safety of the moving trains and the passengers.
Okay, sure, sir. Maybe one last question from my side, and then I'll come back in the queue. Ma'am, you mentioned probably there will be a pressure on the margins in FY26 also. So on a standalone, we have done almost 4.7% sort of margin. So one is there is a continuing losses in certain projects. So this 4.7 probably ballpark trajectory could be how much based on what are pending loss-making orders here. Thanks.
So if I was to exclude out of 4.7 the one-off items, it should be in the region of about 5.7, 5.75. So, we are expecting these margins to be in the range of 5. Core EBITDA to be in the region of 5 to 5.25.
This includes our losses which were...
Other than the one-time losses which is very difficult to predict. And hopefully we should not have more in the coming year. But that is something, as and when it comes, we'll keep you informed. The typical margins of core EBITDA should be in the range of 5 to 5.25.
Sure, ma'am. Yeah, I think that's helpful. I'll have a couple of more questions. I'll come back in the queue, ma'am. Thanks,
Vishal.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Shreyansh Mehta from Equirus. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the follow-up. A few data points. One, in terms of inflow number for FY25, and secondly, what are our investments, if you could broadly split it into roads and the other assets?
So, sorry, what was your first question?
Inflows for this year, FY25.
Inflows as in the order book?
Order inflows.
Yeah. So order inflow, we mentioned to you that we have currently an order book of about 20,000 crore. And in the months of April and May, we have had order wins closely to the extent of about, 1,100 crore.
So for 24-25, we got order of 2,600 crores. 2,000. And in 25-26, up to this month, we have got 1,150 crores.
Sure, got it.
And in terms of the investments, we have made in road projects an investment of about 1,500 crores. We still have to invest another 400-500 crores. In coal connectivity, we have made investments of about 1,000 crores. We still have to invest another 500 crores. And in renewable, we have mostly done all the investments. But yes, there is a close amount of about 30-50 crores that we still need to put in this current year. So overall, you can say that we have invested about 2,300 crores in all our SPVs, and we have another 1,000 crores that we need to put, out of which in this financial year, we should be investing in the region of about 500 crores.
So one clarification. So renewable, we've invested closer to 300 odd crores?
Yeah, that's right. 200 odd crores we have already done.
200 odd crores.
Yeah.
Sure. And ma'am, just on, dwelling more on margins, since we've entered new segments like Kavach, which I'm presuming would be margin-accretive compared to our current EPC. So still, you know, why are we guiding for a lower margin for FY26, say probably FY26?
That's because Kavach is going to play a role in our order book, but we will still continue to have dominance of EPC orders. And EPC projects in both rails and road, as Sir also mentioned, has many, many players and the margins and the competition is intense. There, our margins will take a squeeze.
Got it.
Yeah.
Sure.
So overall perspective would be the guidance that we've given, please.
We are also trying to get more orders from overseas. Presently, we are working in Algeria, we are working in Myanmar. Recently, we have completed the project in Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, Nepal. Recently, also completed the doubling project of Indian Railways, Kiul Gaya, 128 route kilometer. Doubling project from Katni's to Singrauli, 261 kilometer, except the Sanjay Tiger Reserve portion where the alignment is being bypassed. So, and the USBRL project, which was a big, huge project, completed and, you know, handed over to the Indian Railways also around 190 kilometers. So these huge projects we have completed during these 9 months. So we are working very hard to get the orders both from India as well as abroad.
Got it. Sure. That's it from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Yeah, thank you.
Participants who wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question to the management, you may press star and one. Thank you. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one. Reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for their closing comments.
Thank you, Steve, for moderating the call. And I would like to thank all our shareholders, business partners, analysts, investor friends, who have shown continued support and faith on us. We would be happy to connect with you on a one-to-one basis as well, as and when required, and for any further queries that you all may have. I conclude today's con call and thank CMD sir for being here. Thank you all for the active participation, and thank you once again.
Thank you, my dear shareholders. Thank you very much.
Thank you all for being part of this conference call. If you need any further information or clarification, you may contact to Mr. Sachin Garg or email at sachin.garg@aircon.org. Thank you for joining us.